For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Springfield Alderman Joe McMiniman apologized Tuesday night for comments he made at last week's city council meeting. The comments sparked a wider conversation about racism and unconscious bias. I talked with a local diversity expert. Rachel Yoakum says at first when she heard what McMiniman had said at last week's meeting, she was disappointed.
But not even just disappointment for that moment, but to think about how long he's been in that position of power and how many decisions he's possibly made through that lens of bias.
Yoakum is a diversity and inclusion manager for a Bloomington-based corporation and runs her own consulting firm in Springfield. But before we hear more from her, here's the exchange she's referring to between McMiniman and Alderwoman Doris Turner.
Yeah, we want to get as much broad representation as possible, but it can be difficult to achieve that. Let's face it, yes, some neighborhoods have just a quantity of very well-educated.
Oh my God, you didn't say that.
Yeah, I did say it, because some of our boards and commissions, they call for expertise in certain areas.
Oh my goodness.
Yoakum says what concerns her about the statement is that it's false, and those falsehoods can create harmful narratives about whole groups of people.
In order to make a comment that is so broad about the lack of education of an entire community is almost a ridiculous thought, right? I mean, even when we get in the comments of social media where folks are saying they need to pull up their pants, right? They need to go get a job. You know, you can look at your close friends and family that are in the brown and black community, and they're all working. They don't need to pull up their pants. So why is that our narrative? Why is that the story that we tell ourselves? Even if there's a small group of folks that fit into that narrative, we can't make that for an entire group of people. And so that creates bias, and we all have bias.
On Tuesday, McMiniman again apologized for his words to the council and to residents whom he offended. He told NPR earlier,
they thought it was a racial comment, and for me, it was a neighborhood geographic comment. I never spoke of north, south, east, or west, and I never mentioned a ward number. And a lot of people put words in my mouth, and that's unfortunate.
McMiniman says he thinks his comments should be interpreted in the context of the debate around Springfield's boards and commissions. City council members have argued for weeks about the makeup of the new Housing Policy Council and the lack of racial diversity as well as geographic representation of all the city's appointees. McMiniman says he supports diversity on the city's commission and praised the mayor for appointing a majority of African-American members to the new Housing Policy Council. Still, Yoakum says the concerns around his comments run deeper.
Are you not creating businesses and opportunities and bringing up discussions around putting things on certain areas of Springfield because you think less educated people are in those communities?
McMiniman defended his record and says he doesn't think there's been bias in the votes he's cast in his 9 years on the council. For Yoakum, she says she hears similar bias in the work she does with leaders of Springfield's businesses and nonprofits. She says they're harder to pinpoint than the blatantly racist comments you might see on Facebook.
So when you hear executives make comments like, I want to hire the most qualified person, what you're not hearing in that statement is that they don't think that women, brown or black people are qualified. That's a problem. That is impacting who's getting jobs in this community. That's impacting who, what type of pay you're making. Are they only hiring those folks for lower level positions? So that mindset at the top and our executive leaders is a problem.
Yoakum says part of the solution is to get more involved in local nonprofits and politics, to vote, watch city council and school board meetings, and join those nonprofit boards and city commissions where decisions are made. She also has this advice for McMiniman and others.
He can't just stay in his block where he knows people in his neighborhood because that's the picture he sees. So that's where he thinks education is. That's where he thinks power and privilege and all those things, and he needs to see more.
Tuesday night, McMiniman encouraged residents from all neighborhoods to apply to serve on the city's commissions. I'm Mary Hansen.